every Friday at mid-morning. Some of the same parents who you met with initially are part of that group and committee. We've added a number of district staff members to that discussion as well. As a matter of fact, a lot of the information you've heard from Virtual Academy or Launch Academy to some other things in my committee's work are a result of those conversations we're having with the parents and the committee that's talking about homeschooling. So we're fully expecting to bring back a good portion of those kids and families to our district. The meetings are going well. We have some people outside of the organization who are part of those discussions as well. Hopefully at some point within the near future, we can provide a more formal update with some of those committee members involved in the discussion or presentation.
Thank you, Dr. Fulcher. Ethan, you're up next.
So I had a quick question regarding some scheduling. Yes, scheduling. Sorry, I'm like multitasking right now, but I had a question about the scheduling. It was because I noticed it was six classes only. Is that only just six classes, or are we going to have, like, for example, I know CVHS is on a block system. They have eight classes total, and I know, for example, like students in my school have an option of a seventh or zero period. What's going to happen with that, Dr. Alvarez?
Ethan, thank you so much. That's a great question. And Ethan's also part of our work group, so we appreciate his time that he spent with us. So that was just a sample schedule. So most of our schools are on a traditional six-period day, and so that was representative of that. However, we do know that, for example, Chula Vista High does have an alternating eight-period day, and so they would be able to continue with that. Bonita High also has many students that are on a seven-plus period day, as Southwest and Hilltop. So those would be allowed. We're just looking right now at what would be a representative sample of schedules.
Okay, awesome. And another question about the virtual schools. So, for example, at like my school, we lost an AP Spanish Lit section, that affected a ton of us who are in the Flags program because we lost our language. And I was wondering, would it be possible for students in that sort of situation to take the course virtually through Launch Academy if that were to happen?
That's a great question, too. So one of the, I think, benefits of having a virtual program is that we would have students that would be fully in the virtual program, but we would have also the capacity of offering some district-wide courses that, for example, we might not have sufficient number of students enrolled at a particular site, but if we coordinate across the district and bring in students from multiple high schools, we would be able to afford to do that. So that would be one option.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Segura.
Yes, so I just wanted to thank the team for this report, and very in-depth in all the work that was put into it by all the committees and all the stakeholders, and it's not done and it's ongoing. And I appreciate the remarks around that we understand that and the communities that a lot of people live in, there's high cases of COVID, and it looks like it's continuing to rise with the data I've seen just today. So I know, I received some emails from parents who want their students back in class and in class, and I appreciate that. But, first and foremost is the safety of the students, like Dr. Janney said, and of all the teachers and all our staff. That's what we really need to be mindful of. But I just want to thank everybody for all their work on this and all this information. Thank you, Mr. Tarantino.
Board President Tarantino, this is Mark Scavarna. Can I interrupt just for a second?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to, because of time constraints with Dr. Yes. Gothold, I want to please ask the board's consideration to allow him to do his 139 presentation prior to the break. Okay. With all the budget information that's going on in the state, he has quite a bit of things he needs to deal with. I would sure appreciate your consideration to get this done.
Yes, we promised that it would be as close to 8 o'clock as possible. So if there's no further questions or comments
I haven't got a chance to ask questions about presentation.
Would it be appropriate to come back to this issue after sure. after break? Would everyone okay with that? So like that, yes. So can ask her questions, and that we could be sensitive to Dr. Gothel's time constraints. Everyone okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. So we'll go ahead and move to item